Hey friends, welcome back to Interviewing Authors. You know, every now and then we like to stray off the path here, and rather than interviewing authors, we interview folks that are bringing authors tools that they can use to increase their readership, get readers involved in what they're doing, promote their books, and just make the entire experience a little more interesting. And that's the kind of guest we have today. Andrew Barden Williams is a young man. He's an author, the author of the novel Learning to Hate, and that's H-A-I-G-H-T. It was about the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco. But Andrew is onto something new now. He's no longer writing books. He is the founder of the website called PlacingLiterature.com. Now, if you haven't heard of this, just a fascinating website. You can actually go there and map a scene from a novel using Google Maps and Andrew's software, Placing Literature, where your book meets the map. I'm going to do this with my book. You can go over there and actually map scenes. For example, my book takes place in Los Angeles. I can go there and, using Google Maps, actually map scenes to the book. You can do this with historical novels. You just got to go over to the website because I am not doing it justice. So it's placingliterature.com. Our interview today is with Andrew Barden Williams, the young man who came up with this amazing idea. It's a great interview, a great tool that you should use. Check it out. So here's Andrew Barden Williams, the founder of placingliterature.com, on today's Interviewing Authors. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tim. Thank you very much for having me.
Great having you here. We are here today to talk about your website, a wonderful website called Placing Literature, where your book meets the map. Now, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am an author. I published a novel about 2 years ago called Learning to Hate. Hate is in Haight-Ashbury, for those of you who want to look it up on Amazon. While I was doing marketing for my book, I actually created a Google Maps of all the places that I wrote about. The book takes place, obviously, in San Francisco. And, I just wanted to, create a map with all the places from the book.
And how did you come up with that? That's such a novel, fantastic idea. How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, well, everyone, loves place, you know. It's one thing to read about a vampire cat, but it's another to read about a vampire cat that's, scavenging around your neighborhood.
Right.
It just makes it that much more personal and that much more interesting to read. So in my own writing, I tend to use real locations, just to give the reader that sort of connection. I wanted to kind of draw that parallel between the fictional place in my book and the real place in San Francisco. So that's how I created that map.
So you really did this to kind of give the reader the experience of actually going and seeing the places that you were writing about.
Exactly.
What a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, it's funny because there are a lot of maps out there that do something similar to this, but no one has really collected all of that information in one place. You can go and you can find a map of Sherlock Holmes locations, or Eat, Pray, Love, or authors sometimes do it for their own individual books, but no one has really kind of put that all together in one central location, and that's what Placing Literature is really all about.
That's incredibly cool. Are you finding that let's go back to when you wrote your book and you created the maps, was that really a point of interest for folks? I mean, when they would come and want to read more about your book or order your book, once they saw that map thing, that had to be pretty fascinating.
It was. I was actually really surprised about it. Within a couple days of me putting the map up, had about 1,000 views,
wow.
which is quite amazing for a self-published book. So it really made me think that I had something here. And I wondered why other authors hadn't been doing that. And so that's kind of where the idea for Placing Literature came about.
Well, I think the appeal, and this is just speaking, on my own as an author and as a reader, is I know when I read books sometimes, if they're describing the place, in my head I start drawing pictures. You know what I mean? I start thinking about, wow, this looks like this and looks like this. So having a website where readers can go and actually look at these locations and see them, it turns the book into a visual medium, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great way of putting it. You know, if you're reading a book that takes place in, you know, a Starbucks coffee shop, you know exactly what that Starbucks coffee shop looks like,
right.
and it just makes that scene in your head much more vivid and much more real.
So you did this for your own book. How did it become the website placingliterature.com? What was the progress of you creating that Google map to launching the website?
Yeah, so it actually happened really organically. My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, is a geographer. And over Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, Christmas dinner, we would come together and, you know, talk about our lives and our careers. And we found ourselves talking about place a lot. She would talk about place in the context of geography, and I would talk about place in the context of, you know, setting and writing and things like that. And we realized that there was a lot of overlap there. So we heard about a grant opportunity with the Arts Council of Greater New Haven, who had a program called Reintegrate, where they matched up an artist and a scientist to do a project together. So she being a social scientist and me being an artist, we decided to apply for it. And we got it, and they gave us some money to study this connection. And she lives in Wisconsin. I live in New Haven, Connecticut. So we really needed an online tool to collect this great place information that we were getting. And so basically what we did was we hired a friend of mine. His name is Steve Young. He's an engineer in San Francisco, used to work for Google. We hired him to basically just write this internal tool for us, to build this tool. And he built this fantastic website. And as soon as we saw it, we knew that we had something that we had to take public. And we had to, turn it into a crowdsourcing tool. So after we finished our research, we launched the website publicly at the Arts and Ideas Festival at Yale. And, we just put it out there. We did just a little bit of PR, and it actually went pretty viral there for, mm-hmm. for a while. Carl Zimmer, he's the science reporter for the New York Times. He's a big Sherlock Holmes fan, and he heard about the site and tweeted it out to his 250,000 followers. And it just snowballed from there. We got mentions in the New Yorker, the Paris Review, CNET did an article about us, Media Bistro, the Huffington Post, you name it. All these great publications were talking about us, and we just got a lot of traffic, and people realized that it was a great idea. And here we are, less than a year later, and users from all over the world have plotted almost 2,000 scenes for us. Mm-hmm. It's just been incredible, the amount of attention and response that we're getting.
Now, explain how this works exactly, because you mentioned crowdsourcing, which is kind of one of those new buzzwords. What is crowdsourcing?
Yeah, crowdsourcing is asking people out there in the interwebs to create data for us. So basically, anyone with the Google login can come to our website and map a scene from a book that they're reading, a book that they've written, a place that they have been, that they know takes place in a book. Really, we are encouraging people to just, keep us in mind as you're reading books. And if you recognize a place, come to our website and map it for us. And then other people can take that information and they can, take walking tours of cities, or they can go visit, the places from their favorite novels or their favorite authors. And you can also discover other authors by place. Let's say that you're going to Paris or something, and before you go to Paris, you want to read a book that takes place there. Well, you can come to our site, zoom in on Paris, and there are dozens of books that take place around the city.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if you are a big fan of D.E. Johnson, who writes crime novels that take place in Detroit. You can go to Detroit and you can see other crime novels that take place in that area. So really, it's just there's so many different ways that people can use our data, and really what we want to do is just kind of be that central clearinghouse, that central location for this type of literary data.
Right. So just as a as an example, if I went to the website placingliterature.com, I click on the map as seen from a novel, it brings up the Google map, and then I can click on any location, and if there is data there about a specific novel, for example, I clicked on Atlanta. And of course, I think Gone with the Wind popped up, that sort of thing. It'll tell me what novels have taken place in those areas, and then I can just keep clicking and learn more about them.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly how someone would come to our site and use it.
What a fantastic idea. I really like it. I want to just go play with this a little bit. So I think it's fascinating that your users are helping you really build this database. Now, how is this being received by the authors?
The authors love it. I mentioned before author discovery by location. No one has done this before. No one has created a database of books and authors that are related to each other by location. So, mm-hmm. You can imagine what we can do with this information in the future, make recommendations. For example, if you map, Gone with the Wind, maybe you would be interested in, Hugh Howey's book, Wolf, that also takes place in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We can do recommendation engines. We can do, reviews and ratings and things like that. So authors love it because it sells books.
And I think it's also a great marketing tool. That's one of the things we talk about on this program a lot is how authors, you've got to learn to market your work. I think a lot, and you probably have met authors too, they think once they have the book written, their work is done. But on the contrary, you have to come up with really creative ways to market your work in order just to get noticed. And I think this is a good tool to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You either get it or you don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people who get it, really recognize that this is a great, marketing tool for authors. In fact, we started an author spotlight program. I want to say back in November was, I think, the first month that we did it, where each month we highlight two authors, one traditionally published author and one independently published author.
Mm-hmm.
And we highlight them on our homepage. And over the course of the month, that author maps the scenes of their novels as well as the book that has inspired them. Now, recently, people have been challenging their fans to map their books for them. For example, right now we have Brian Freeman, who writes a lot of books that take place in Minnesota. He went to Twitter and he challenged his fans to map all the scenes from his books over the course of the month. And that's just one way that Brian is able to engage with his readers. It's not just, he wrote this book and he puts it out there and it's a one-way street. He's actually getting them to interact with his fiction in this new interesting way through mapping. Like I said, we're the only one who's doing this right now, and authors recognize that. And we're getting requests from agents and publishers and authors to be included in this program.
Okay.
So what we're having to do is, schedule people months in advance, but also to just tell people, just start mapping. You don't have to be, an author spotlight and be highlighted on our homepage. Just start mapping the scenes of your book. Tell your fans about it, your readers. Get them to go on, get them to go onto the site. And then, start tweeting out those places that you're mapping to all your fans. And it's just, like I said, another way to engage with those people.
Yeah. Well, when I wrote my novel, Angel of Mercy, it takes place in Los Angeles. And I'm in Alabama, which is a far cry and a hell of a plane trip to get there. But I did a lot of my research using Google Maps. And, this was a year or so ago. I didn't really know about your website then, but, I found it to really be an invaluable tool. If I'm describing my character driving down the highway on the coast there, it was really handy to have that as a reference. And I think this is something that, I'm going to go on here and map my book.
Oh, and good. Excellent.
I think it's something that's really fun to do. And I think you really hit the nail on the head. It's a great way to interact with readers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to get them involved and get them actually working for you and helping you promote your book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. What do you guys have planned for this? I know you can go on now and you can map a scene. Anything coming down the pike? Any new things that we need to know about?
Yeah, we actually just launched two literary collections where we worked with Espe Écrit, which is a organization in Barcelona that promotes Catalan novels and poems, mm-hmm. And also the State Library of Queensland, Australia. We worked with them to map all of the books that take place in that state in Australia. And so we have these collections that have been highlighted on our homepage, and you know we're really looking to create more collections. You know, there are libraries all over the world who have this type of information. It would be great to collect that and put it into one location, and you know, kind of have these virtual, you know, libraries, excuse the pun, of this location-based literary information centered around a certain theme or location.
And I think another thing to note is, you know, this is very geographic, but you can also go back and map scenes from books in the past. For example, I spoke with Sandra Gullen this morning, and she writes, she calls it biographical historical fiction that takes place in France around the time of Josephine Bonaparte. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so you could actually go on here and take that book and map in modern day what actually was happening in the book, 300-400 years ago, right?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, places change, but places are always there. You mm-hmm. know, just, you know, buildings get knocked down, streets, you know, move. You know, shorelines, you know, move, I guess, as well.
They do nowadays, don't they?
They do nowadays. But, you know, those places always exist. And, in fact, one of the genres that really works well for us is historical fiction. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, those are fictional stories that take place around real events and real places.
Right.
And those places still exist. And, for example, our author spotlight next month is actually Bianca Turetsky, who writes the Fashionista series, you know, young adult series. Her books take place in, you know, ancient Egypt. They take place in Renaissance France. You know, they take place during the Revolutionary War. And she uses place very effectively to kind of give her historical fiction that much more realism.
Yeah, I love the idea. So if I'm an author and I want to get involved, tell us the website is placingliterature.com. And I can just go there and start mapping my book and encouraging my readers to do the same.
Absolutely. We're also on Facebook at Facebook/placingliterature. And our Twitter handle is @placinglit.
All right. Andrew, this is fascinating. I'm going to spend the rest of the day playing on your website. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tim.
Well, the website, again, is placingliterature.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll put a link directly off of the interview there. And, Andrew, this is good stuff. Do keep us up to date on anything that goes on, and anything we can do to help you send traffic your way, we'll certainly do it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Tim. Really appreciate it.